Good evening. I am Booker Theodore, and today is January 22nd, 2021. Mother Earth, I, Booker Theodore, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. Thank you all for being here. This is a meditation focusing on the energy in Washington, District of Columbia. This is adapted from a meditation with Giuliano on January 12th, 2021. Before we begin, could we all make the following declaration? Mother Earth, I, Booker Theodore, am a planetary healer, and I am here to assist to bring you back into balance. We acknowledge the original caretakers of this land, the First Nation peoples, and we pay our respects to the elders, past, present, and emerging. We will now chant the Kadash mantra three times to bring us into a more intense focus. Kadash. Kadosh, Kadosh, Adonai, Tzivat, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzivat, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Tzivat. Let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg, and we ask Giuliano to send quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with a new light. Omega light. Feel the quantum omega light reformulating your aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. As it comes into that shape, it will build a great energy boost into each of us. You feel a new vibratory thrust in your spirit and your physical body as you connect with this fifth dimensional light. We will go into silence now as you work on receiving this light. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This quantum light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Today we're going to look at the energy field and the aura of Washington, D.C. There are obvious reasons why we need to work with that energy field. Here is some background on auras and energy fields of countries and cities. There is a comparison between the human personal work and the personal work of the planet. Giuliano has described many times how we can work with the meridians of the human and the meridians of the planet, and has described the special ways of downloading energy into the human aura and into the planet. For example, we often work with the North Pole, which is considered to be the crown chakra of the planet Earth. There have been numerous times the Arcturians have suggested doing exercises to strengthen the protective energy field around the Earth's aura. It is also true that cities and countries have karma, just like people have karma. And there are karmic energies in cities, countries, and amongst groups, and amongst tribes, and amongst various units. There are energy fields around each country and around each city, and this is notable in particular when working with the aura energy field in the planetary cities of light. In planetary city of light work, we isolate a small area, a small city, and then we seek to elevate the energy field through the activation exercises that we do, which includes planting four crystals around the planetary city of light and also downloading with the Arcturian energy field, fifth dimensional energy, into the city of light. We choose small areas because it is easier to activate and hold the fifth dimensional energy. That's an introduction. When we look at the city of Washington, D.C., we see some major problems in the aura of that city. This is not surprising because some of the problems include holes in the aura, distortions in the aura field, discoloration in the aura field, parasitic attachments on the aura, and a general weakening of the aura field. When a human aura field is weakened, that person is more vulnerable and likely to catch diseases like COVID-19. They could also be suffering on many different levels, morally, ethically, emotionally, mentally. So today, we are going to do an aura repair work on this city of Washington, D.C. We are focusing exclusively on this because of the crisis confronting the United States and the danger of what Giuliano had predicted as a possible event in 2021 in a recent lecture which is called The Energy of Implosion. Implosion meaning that there could be a collapse of an energy field. We often think of implosion when you see an old building being taken down and they use dynamite, and instead of exploding it, they implode it to fall in on itself. And that's a big danger in Washington, D.C. at the moment. Let us clear our energy fields. Take three breaths. Connect with your higher spiritual calmness, your spiritual center, and connect with your higher self and the Archon planetary healing powers that you have developed over these years that we have been working together with Giuliano and the Arcturians. You have the power of visualization, thought projection, remote healing, and today we will work on the energy field of the city of Washington, D.C. through your remote biolocating abilities, travel with Giuliano from wherever you are to the city known as Washington, D.C., and let us be at a place approximately 5 miles above the city. Visualize the aura of the city. The aura of the city is weak, filled with fear, paranoia, lower vibrations, lower energies. There are cracks in the aura, and energy is seeped out. There are distortions in the aura field, discolorations, and even parasitic attachments from other external sources. In our work today, we want to pump up the aura. We want to pump up the energy of the city, and then we will look at whatever else is possible. So in your multitasking abilities and in your ability to bilocate, travel with Giuliano now to Mount Shasta and see the etheric crystal at Mount Shasta being raised. It is holding spiritual light for North America and certainly for the United States. Visualize the energies of Chief White Eagle and the Ascended Native Masters around that etheric crystal, which is now 5 miles above the mountain. A strong beam of light from that etheric crystal is going to be sent to Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., we have the Washington Monument, which is a sacred, mystical, etheric crystal-like receiver of light, and we will be using that today as we now align the energies from Mount Shasta's etheric crystal directly through the Washington Monument to be downloaded into the city. As the energy goes into the Washington Monument, it is radiating in huge circles of light outward, filling up the aura of Washington, D.C. with higher five-dimensional light, strengthening the energy field, filling up all holes, filling up all cracks, strengthening the aura. Let us go into meditation as we together hold and activate the great light from the Mount Shasta etheric crystal overseen by Chief White Eagle. And that light goes directly into the Washington Monument and radiates through the Washington, D.C. area through strengthening the aura. We will go into meditation now. Giuliano is now sending light from the starship Athena into the Mount Shasta crystal so that a higher pulse of fifth dimensional light goes into the Washington Monument and throughout the whole energetic area of Washington, D.C. And as you see this energy flowing, visualize the aura blowing up like a balloon, becoming stronger and stronger. And now, we will travel to the etheric crystal in Copper Canyon, Chihuahua, Mexico, and we say a blessing whilst we are there for our friend Emilio Martinez, who has suffered a heart attack and is now recovering. Let us send him healing light, for he is in the Chihuahua area. And as we are sending light and healing to Emilio, let us travel to Copper Canyon and visualize the crystal there rise up 5 miles above the city. And it is carrying tremendous fifth-dimensional light. And that etheric crystal is now aligned with the moon planet Olano. And it is receiving that energy. And directly, we send that higher fifth-dimensional energy and light from the etheric crystal at Copper Canyon directly to the Washington Monument. This will help to prevent any implosion, any collapse. We will go back into silence. Hold this flashing download of light from Copper Canyon and at the same time from Mount Shasta. And before we leave, send one more blessing of light to Emilio. We now travel to Lake Borain in Canada, in the Northern Rockies, home of the energy field of Archangel Michael. At the etheric crystal in Lake Borain near Banff, visualize that etheric crystal rising up 5 miles above the city, joining the three etheric crystals in Mount Shasta, Copper Canyon, and now Lake Borain. And a beam of light overseen by Archangel Michael goes directly to the Washington Monument. So now we have three beams of light, and they were all radiating energy outwards from the Washington Monument throughout the whole city energetically, filling up the aura with the light and energy of Archangel Michael from Lake Borain, from the healing light from the Arcturians and Chief White Eagle at Mount Shasta, and from the healing energy of Copper Canyon and the moon planet Olano. We will go into silence as we focus on this huge download of light into auric energy field of Washington, D.C. The energy field is slowly adjusting to the higher spiritual light that you are sending to Washington, D.C., and the aura is strengthening slowly. Giuliano brings the starship Athena in alignment over the Washington Monument and sends down a quarter of light over the Washington Monument, which is now radiating fifth-dimensional light in huge circles from the top to the bottom. There must be 100 circles of light being emitted into the auric energy field of the city. As you are working to continue this energy input, Giuliano was working to heal the spirits and cracks in the aura. And in your multitasking, join Giuliano as you seek to seal the holes and splits and bring a unity energy based on the principles represented by the founding father of the United States, George Washington. The aura is returning to its normal size and beyond. It is beginning to pulse at a much more healing rate. The color is returning to the normal blues and red. The darknesses are being removed. Let the sword of Archangel Michael stand guard over the entire city during this great time of crisis. Again, we will go into silence as we hold this light. The download is completed. Energy is radiating at a very high speed around the whole city in a spiritual light that you and the Arcturians, working with the three etheric crystals, have helped download. The aura is now healthy. Look for the values of courage, strength, and justice to prevail. The crystals at Mount Shasta, Lake Moraine, and Copper Canyon now return to their places back in the earth. The starship Athena will stay directly over Washington Monument for the next 24 hours. Please join Giuliano anytime during that period to help strengthen the energy field of this beloved city. Return now comfortably to your places at home, returning into your physical body in perfect alignment. I am Giuliano.